I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, January 25th. The Quincy City Council tonight will select one of five candidates to fill out the remainder of former Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll's term. The candidates are School Committee Vice Chairman Anthony Andronico, Quincy College Board Member Mary Jo Brogna, Attorney Kenneth Ogden, Richard Ash of the Ward 2 Civic Association, and Dana Harkin, president of the Penns Hill Neighborhood Association. Kroll resigned last week after 9 years on the council. Tony's Clam Shop on Wollaston Beach in Quincy wants to expand. Manager Gary Candelaft is asking for permission to add 14,000 square feet of outdoor dining, which would be fenced in with picnic tables and round umbrella tables. The licensing board will review that request on Tuesday. The Quincy Rotary Club is selling some special Valentine boxes to help raise money for their annual scholarship fund for graduating high school students. The boxes are filled with an assortment of candies, gift cards, and other items that were donated from Quincy businesses. The boxes cost $100 and are available at Karen's Corner in Wollaston and other area businesses. Manic Community Health Center of Quincy is continuing to offer free COVID-19 testing for Quincy residents at 180 Old Colony Avenue on Tuesdays from noon to 4 p.m. Call 774-406-5400 to make an appointment. The American Red Cross is holding a blood drive today at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy. The drive will be from 1 to 7 p.m. Donors are urged to make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going to redcrossblood.org. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, January 25th.